Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng arrived in New York to a crowd of cheering supporters on Saturday. He spoke briefly, thanking the United States in particular for its help in getting him out of China.
After much turbulence, I have come out of Shandong. This is thanks to the assistance of many friends.
Joining us now is Bob Fu, a human rights activist and pastor who's been actively involved in Chen's case and helped Chen Guangcheng negotiate his release from China. Bob, thanks for joining us. And, you know, I wonder, Chen has always maintained that he eventually wants to go back to China. And I wonder if you think, if the past is any measure, that the Chinese government will actually let him return eventually.
I think commitment the Chinese government has made And for a normal Chinese citizen like Chen, if he's allowed to come to America to study as a visiting scholar here, and he should certainly be guaranteed for travel back to his motherland.
We're speaking with Bob Fu, a human rights activist and pastor who helped Chen Guangcheng negotiate his release from China. I wonder if his case is as well known, as well documented in China, and if this visiting scholar status to the United States kind of removes him from his work back in China.
That's right, Celeste. He has been very popular among many groups of Chinese, not only in the Human Rights Defenders group, but also to many other groups of vulnerable people that he has been defending for. And I think by traveling here to the U.S., it does limit some of the ability to communicate and especially to work with these people. But, you know, we're living in a global village time, and with the internet and the social media, I think Chen will find a wider platform.
Bob Fu is a human rights activist and pastor who's been actively involved in Chen's case and founder of China Aid, a nonprofit that promotes religious freedom in China. Bob, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We're talking about the blind Chinese activist and self-taught lawyer Chen Guangcheng. He, his wife, and his two kids touched down in the United States at Newark Airport on Saturday evening. And we spoke with Jerome Cohen, who's a friend of Chen's and co-director of New York University's U.S. Asia Law Institute, about Chen, his family, and how they're feeling.
He said he sat in the sun for an hour, and it was the first time he can remember doing that in many, many years. And I said, you've got to take time to do that at least an hour a day. And his kids were outside longer, and they seem very happy. One is so tired, she's asleep on the couch. But look, they're looking like a typical family, and despite unusual circumstances. So I think things are going well. They're much happier today than yesterday. They were exhausted.
Jerome Cohen, a close friend of Chen Guangcheng and co-director of New York University's U.S. Asia Law Institute, speaking about human rights activist Chen, who's been what he's been doing since arriving in New York on Saturday.